Welcome in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 5:30, time for our weekly visit with Jason Swain, who calls us from his man cave. He's actually on Skype with us. Normally, we don't see you. We just hear you. But today, here we are. You're looking at Brent and me. We're looking at Dawn's camera icon because her camera shut down after she ate a box of Samoas. So we welcome you in, and we can see what's going on with you, man.
Yeah, y'all are some handsome guys.
Careful. Wow.
Are you connected to the right show?
Yeah. Well, maybe my computer needs an adware cleanup or something, but the people I'm looking at look pretty handsome.
You're buttering us up here. What could you say to Jeremy Pruitt to make him feel better about now, because he lost his strength coach earlier today?
Oh, man, the timing couldn't be better, right? You got this crazy crisis going on with the pandemic, and you're supposed to be practicing football right now in the spring. Strength coach during the spring is kind of where he makes his money, spring and the off season, summer, winter. And now Tennessee doesn't have any direction from the strength staff because Craig Fitzgerald decided to go back to the NFL and join the New York Giants. So now Pruitt has to decide if he's going to hire from within because of timing, or is he going to try to go out and poach another coach from a different staff?
Now, let me ask you this. Could it actually be good in terms of timing because there are no players there, because you do have like a ramp up window to kind of get your system in place?
You can look at it two different ways. You can look at it that way. Also, you can look at it as, you know, with all the players at home, you need someone, you need a leader in place to be able to say, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do while you're gone. Here's the program that you have. Here's the workout program. Here's the nutritional program that we're going to put you on, because these guys are going back home and they'll be indulging in mama's and grandma's cooking. And so you need some type of guideline for these guys so they won't come back, you know, 10 pounds heavier. So
I didn't even think about that.
Leader, one voice instead of, you know, a bunch of assistants now looking at each other, trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Hey, Swain, just kind of let everybody know. I remember I worked one of the first games where Jeremy Pruitt, after he took over, and I think one of his comments was, man, we don't fill out our britches, you know? So let everybody know what Fitzgerald meant, really, to this program and what he was able to do from a transformation standpoint.
A couple different things, and you got to give credit to the medical staff, too, but the medical staff, along with Fitzgerald, really alleviated a lot of the issues with injuries. At one point, Tennessee was leading the country in starters that missed time. And that was a big, big problem. Guys were getting surgeries, were not able to get back on the football field. Decisions were made and just really hurt the guys being able to play. Weight room protocols just was all messed up. Previous coach, you know, had a strength coach that did a good job, but you know, kind of pressured by some players, got rid of him, and then brought in a guy that was underqualified, and it kind of just fell through the bottom. Fitzgerald came in, and not only guys got bigger, stronger, faster, but a guy like Marquez Callaway that was timed at like 4.6 when they first got there, they helped his 40. And you saw the speed that he was able to display his senior season. Guys really got faster in Fitzgerald's program. So Tennessee went from not being able to be on the same field as some of the teams to, you know, this year had opportunity in the fourth quarter against Alabama.
Yeah. Jason Swain, our guest here on 3HL, you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and, you know, one of the side effects of going home and eating good cooking or sitting playing video games and eating Doritos will be strength and conditioning challenges down the road. But the other thing you brought up is, you know, what if you're a guy like Harrison Bailey? You came to try to win some reps this spring and show what you can do, and right now you're back home throwing with your, you know, your QB coach.
And he does look good throwing, don't he? I think he looks like Peyton Manning a little bit, if you ask me. I'm just kidding.
You about set off a frenzy with that.
Ball Twitter storm that again.
I'm totally kidding. I thought the one player who hurts the most from not doing spring is Harrison Bailey and this quarterback room. I really wanted Harrison Bailey to come in and push Brian Maurer, push JT Shrout, and push Jarrett Garantano. And that's the reason why he was an early enrollee. To come in and be able to get a leg up and go through the spring. And now he has to throw back home to some buddies, or throw just, you know, someone without a rush or without being in pads or without having Jim Chaney there coaching him. It's just not the same as being on the Haslam practice field working versus, you know, the first team defense. So, the quarterback room, I thought, took a step back with spring, you know, kind of being in limbo right now.
It's interesting, Swain, because there were some schools that started early. The Vols only got two practices in. For the schools that started early, I mean, for whatever reason, they decided that turned out to be a huge decision.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the SEC is all about, you know, how can you get a competitive advantage over your opponents? It doesn't matter if it's recruiting. It doesn't matter if it, you know, if it's potentially, you know, using an edit in recruiting or some type of weight room gadget that you use to help being able to monitor the kid's speed. I mean, it's always a coach trying to get an upper hand on the opponents in the competition in the SEC. And so, yeah, you look at it that way. Tennessee really only got one practice in or two practices in. And other teams that started early, they probably got an extra practice or two in over Tennessee.
It's going to be interesting to see how they all handle this, coaching staffs, with regard to their schedule. Because, I mean, you did it. You were a college football player. They love the routine of the segmented thing, and they're going to have to come up with a different routine. They've never done this before. So just from a staff perspective, it's going to be interesting to see which coaches are better at getting that done.
Yeah, that, and, you know, and also, like, my concern is, when you go home, like I've been that guy that went home. I'm from Huntsville, so 3 hours away. But, you know, going home, you tend to hang out with guys that you went to high school with, and those guys have different goals than you. Your goals now are different. You're in pursuit of going to the NFL. Your group of friends are different. Your circle is a little bit different. Not that you went on, you forgot about where you came from, but you just have different goals. And so you go back home. And your buddy from high school, you know, he may be into things that you don't need to be around. I remember a couple of years ago, and it wasn't like it was Jalen Reeves-Maybin's fault, but I remember he went home and got shot in the leg. He was just an innocent bystander. And so that's what you worry about if you're a coach. You got all these guys going home, and for some players, you know, getting to school is the best thing for them. Getting them away from their atmosphere in their environment is the best thing for them, and now they're going back to it.
Jason Swain, our guest. Hey, on the way out, let's switch to basketball for just a second. How close was Rick Barnes to losing Kim English to, what was it, SEMO?
Man, I was nervous. You know, I was real nervous because Kim English has been awesome on the recruiting trail. You know, Tennessee has a really good recruiting class coming in. Yeah. And Kim English was responsible for a lot of the interest from the West Coast from some of the top prospects. I'm not really sure how close Kim English was to leaving, but I'm so glad that he decided to stay because this team next year has a chance to be really good. And I think that's only going to help his chances maybe even get a bigger job than SEMO. No offense to SEMO, but just saying.
Swain, I like the Scott thing, man. It's just good to see it with your logo behind you, and you got your beard and everything, and you're just doing you're doing your thing. It's nice to see.
I and for those, it. Where is Dawn?
I know she can't get her camera to work. Icon, she ate a box of Samoas and her camera went out. I don't know what happened, but for those that want to see what this looks like, Instagram at 3HL. I did an Instagram feed while you guys were talking.
It's okay, man. Mickey's used to people taking pictures of him and stuff, so it's all good.
Yes, I'm very photogenic. Hey, Swain, thank you, man. We'll Skype you again next week.
All right, let's do it. Y'all be safe.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
Well, I know a lot of Jim.